TV.
Yeah, I know. I got a crappy shirt on today, and I'm wearing a backwards baseball cap. Actually, it's a Fort Lauderdale cap. I was going to wear it forwards, like this. This is not dirt stain. Not that I would care, but actually, I do. I'm a little faint. This is actually a faded from the sun. The sun shows up here once in a while. I got my hair going just the way I like it, but you can't see my eyes, and it's important for you to see my eyes, so I'm putting my hat on backwards today, and I need the earphones. Some people ask sometimes why I need earphones so I can hear myself. I love to hear myself. This way I get to hear myself twice while I'm making the show and again after the show, and sometimes two or three or four times afterwards. I'm Martin Zender, and you are at MZTV. I'm going to eventually get to Titus, chapter 2, talk about our happy expectation and why we're supposed to be expecting the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven. But I'm in a bit of a mood, as you can tell. And for those of you who think that drinking is bad for me and that it's the cause of my problems, and that if I was health conscious at all, if I had any consideration at all for my health, it was even trying, I would not drink. Well, first, let me tell you one thing right now. You see that sip? That and one more sip is all I ever drink. I used to drink a lot more a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. I started taking Kratom and I lost my taste for alcohol. I still enjoy it on occasion, but very rarely. I'll go a week or two without drinking, but I drink on the show two sips. Two sips is all I drink because I need it for my voice. And I'm in a tizzy just because, you know, I opened myself up yesterday, really laid my soul out there. And while I appreciate people trying to help and giving me advice, I would just say this. Advice always goes better if you say hello first. Hi, Martin. Just that. See, it's just a little lubrication. Love your show, Martin. You know, I was wondering, maybe, I mean, you seem to be an alcoholic. Are you? Do you drink a lot, Martin? Because if you do, alcohol is probably not the greatest thing for your lymph node issue. Might cause inflammation and on and on and on. And while I appreciate the health advice, even the health advice that is bad, again, it's just, instead of coming right out and say, quit drinking alcohol or alcohol's bad for you, just, you know, add a little WD-40 before. And Lisa, my God, this is why I'm in a mood. Lisa. She comments here every day. And I am going to spend a little time defending myself. And the only reason I can do that is because the MZ, at the beginning of MZ TV stands for Martin Zender, that's me, so I can talk about anything I want. It's a great luxury to be in control of the show, to have this microphone, to not have any producers or directors telling me what to do, what to say. But whatever I say, I consider it in light of, will it be beneficial to you? No. The first thing is, will it be beneficial to me? That's numero uno. Yes, you have to love yourself. Love your associate. Scripture says, as yourself, you have to love yourself first. So I have to love it. I have to like the show. I got to be into what I'm saying. And then because I'm a lot like you and you're a lot like me, then you benefit from what I am into. And 99% of the time, it's scripture. Sometimes it's life lessons. Sometimes it's life habits. Sometimes it's health, sex, relationships, friendships, how to behave in the body of Christ, whatever. But I try to always make it beneficial. But Lisa, don't I deserve a little more respect than to you? For you to come out the gate saying, Martin, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, I bring this show to you every day free of charge. I feed you the word of God. And even though for some reason you are triggered, okay, you admitted it. I'm triggered. Well, maybe take a breath. Maybe start with a little WD-40. Hi, Martin. I have some ideas about things you said. I think you might be wrong about a few things. But no, instead, Lisa jumps in and gets almost everything wrong. And if anybody read that comment, I will explain briefly. Because I need to get this off my chest. It just irritated me. I was at peace. And I'm getting my peace back. And I told you yesterday, I told the whole audience, let the peace of God, I love that verse, let the peace of God be arbitrating in your hearts, be judging in your hearts. And I was at peace about the decisions I was making. First of all, Lisa thinks I'm not taking care of myself. Martin, her first piece of advice was, you need to go to fucking jury duty. I'm quoting her, go to fucking jury duty. Yeah, she was cussing at me and everything. No greeting, just, Martin, what the fuck are you doing? Just cussing away at me. At me. The nice, gentle, harmless little fuzzball, Martin Zender. Just spilling my soul to you. And to be told, what the fuck are you doing? Who do you think you are? You're an idiot, basically. A TFI, total fucking idiot. Why am I an idiot? According to Lisa. Well, number one, I'm not taking care of myself. Well, I run 8 miles a day because I've been taking care of myself since I was 14 years old. And I go to the gym and do resistance training because I have been taking care of myself since I was 14 years old. I eat mostly organic food because I take care of myself. And a couple more people mentioned the alcohol. Can I read you something, you alcohol people? Did you know that all you got to do is go on the internet and look up the 10 health benefits of whiskey? Some sites have 20 health benefits. Whiskey can help you stay slim. Perhaps one of the biggest health benefits of whiskey is this, it is virtually sugar-free. Yes, it is. Whiskey is sugar-free. Low calorie compared to beers, wines, and other spirits. It helps reduce the appetite, which is why it's recommended as an aperitif after dinner drink. Sipping whiskey toward the end of your meal will help make sure that you will not overeat, and it also promotes healthier digestion, helping the food pass calmly through the digestive system. Whiskey helps fight cancerous cells. Whiskey contains ellagic acid, an antioxidant that inhibits the DNA from getting into contact with cancer-causing compounds. This means reduced chances of carcinogens inside the body. In addition to helping prevent cancer cells from forming, whiskey has also been found to aid in protecting the body as it undergoes chemotherapy. Well, that's not my issue, is it? So for you people who, one, think I'm a drunkard, I'm not. It's been a long time since I got drunk. I've gotten drunk before, but it's not the cause of my issues here. And certainly the 2 sips of whiskey I take 5 days a week is not the cause of my problems. But thank you anyway. Lisa then said, after advising me to go the fuck to jury duty. Yeah, Lisa, that sounds really peaceful and calming. Jury duty, that'll help reduce the swelling of my lymph nodes for sure. Well, the first thing I did after I got Lisa's advice was I drove to the courthouse. The Broward County, the infamous Broward County Courthouse. And I talked to a clerk on duty there. He was an elderly, gay, black man, and he was one of the nicest people I have ever met. I said, sir, I got this jury duty notice. I want to serve, but I would really hope and I wish to postpone my service. And then I began to explain to him. I showed him my situation, and he said, sir, you don't even have to explain. We would be happy to defer your service. Would July 20th be better for you, sir? Yes, that would be great. And then he said, and we will be praying for you. I got tears in my eyes as I was walking to my car in the parking garage. Oh, after he said, do you have your parking ticket? Yes, sir. Well, just punch it right over there. It will validate it, and you will not have to pay for parking. And as I walked in my car, I said to myself, That man's got a friend at the Great White Throne. So that's the first thing I did that corresponded with my peaceful approach toward my health issue. One, I had to get something off the table, and it was jury duty. So I did not take Lisa's advice. I went anti-Lisa advice-wise, and it went beautifully. It was gorgeous, and this man has a friend at the Great White Throne because of it. And Lisa said, you need to get right now to a cancer doctor in Florida. I thought I had made myself fairly clear over the past few months that I don't have cancer. I did have cancer, but I had surgery that removed all my cancer. I am cancer free. So why the hell would I race to a doctor here in Florida for anything, but especially for something I don't have? I have lymphedema. As I explained, it made me wonder if Lisa even watched the video. I know, I'm venting. Thank you very much. It's going to pay off. It's paying off already. Wasn't it a great story about the guy at the courthouse? You always expect those people to be cold and mean, like the DMV. I mean, they actually are devils at the DMV, but the courthouse, oh my God, you go in there with fear and trembling. And all my encounters with the courthouse, I had to get a protection order a few years ago. Don't make me go into that. And I have jury duty the past 2 years. Everybody's been so kind, so nice, let me tell you. Lisa, I don't have cancer. Yay. This is the result of the cancer treatment. This is a result of the surgery. And then she said, when you find a lump somewhere, you need to act right away. Go, go. You need to go. Act. What's the matter with you? What the fuck is the matter with you? Lisa, you should have watched the entire video before you went off the rails. I didn't find a lump. Like, all of a sudden, I'm feeling around and, oh my God, what's this? No. This is 85% of people who have surgery on their lymph nodes, especially in the neck, have lymphedema, and it could occur up to 2 years after the surgery. I'm not going to race to the doctor for anything, especially not a doctor here in Florida, especially not for something I don't have. And I know some people probably think, the rest of you, beautiful comments, thank you, lovely, thank you so much, that I'm going, a lot of you, Lisa definitely thinks, I'm going to wear myself out, I'm going on this crazy run. But let me tell you a little secret. In the last 3 days, I have been tapering off my running because I have to rest for Thursday when I am going to attempt to run 72 miles in one day, which will break my record of 65, my personal record, which I set last year at age 65 when I went 65 miles. In the last 3 days, this damn thing, which is causing me stress, there's no question about it, has gotten bigger because I haven't been moving. I don't know what Lisa wants me to do. First of all, she wants me to go to jury duty. Well, that's off the table, sorry. And she wants me to sit around, I guess. And when I sit around, I fret. When I sit around, I think, and I think too much. And I sit on this chair with my computer, and I just sit there. And that's one of the worst things you can do for the freaking lymph nodes. I hate these freaking lymph nodes. Listen to this. This is AI overview when I did research about draining the lymph nodes. Mild running, such as light jogging. And that's what I do. Light jogging. I have the potential, when I run, I have the potential of being passed by women pushing children in baby carriages and walking their dogs at the same time. My running pace is 14.25, my average pace, 14.25 minutes per mile. Somebody who is walking quickly will pass me. So I basically run at a walking pace. May I continue? Mild running, such as light jogging or walking, is highly effective for lymphatic drainage as it utilizes muscle contraction to push lymph fluid through the vessels. It serves as a gentle, low-impact way to reduce swelling and improve circulation without overloading the system. For maximum benefit, incorporate deep breathing. Oh, you should see how I breathe when I run. I breathe in triplets, like da da da. I run like this with a like a waltz. Do 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 do. So rhythmic. I get into a zen state. Lisa and anyone who is sitting around doing nothing and is wondering why they feel like shit, wondering why their health is deteriorating, the best you can do is get out and move. Move slowly. And did I not say in the video yesterday that I compared myself to the tortoise and the hare, and I compared myself to the tortoise? Right? So it's not a strain for me. In fact, I'm considering Thursday to be, in my mind, it is an oasis of rest and peace. I know that seems incredible for some people to believe. On Thursday, I will be leaving this apartment at 4 a.m. to run for 24 hours, hoping to cover 72 miles. To me, this day is a vacation. I would much rather, and I'm not kidding you, I am so serious, I would much rather do this run than be than spend a day on a cruise ship, eating, sitting around, being surrounded by luxury and pleasure. No, I am entering 24 hours of peace, 24 hours of zen, 24 hours of meditation, 24 hours when the troubles of this world will be behind me, 24 hours with my muscles gently contracting, pushing the goddamn lymph fluid through my vessels. For I will be engaged in a low-impact, gentle activity that will reduce lymphatic swelling and improve circulation without overloading the system. And now, for a drink of the devil's brew, i.e. whiskey. I wonder why Paul recommended Timothy to drink wine for his stomach ailments. You would think that'd be the last thing. Paul, my stomach hurts. It's really killing me. Well, get yourself a bottle of wine and drain it. Well, maybe just have a couple glasses. Okay. If during my adventure on Thursday, my lymphs explode and I die, I will apologize to everyone at the dais of Christ, especially to you, Lisa. I will apologize. You will be right. I should have gone jury duty. Oh, the jury duty, famous for being something that just causes peace and really is a greatest way to heal the body, is to go to fucking jury duty. That is the best fucking way to cure the fucking body of anything that's fucking bothering it. But I decided instead on mild running. Yes, I do it for a long time. The only reason I'm able to do it for a long time is because it's mild. It's light jogging. I don't like that term jogging. I like to call it running. It is running, I swear to you. I'll take some video of me. I'll have the boys take video of me on Thursday. You can see what my running looks like. Highly effective against stress, against ennui, against inertia, and highly effective for lymphatic drainage, by the way. And not only that, but I was criticized by Lisa and others for, wait for it, yes, that's right, candy and chocolate. Candy and chocolate. Well, let me read for you something about sugar. I always love reading about endurance events, whether people are climbing Mount Everest or running across the country or bicycling across the country, anything, swimming in the English Channel, doing the swim in the Florida Straits, whatever. Sugar, I'm quoting now, AI overview again. Sugar is a critical high-energy fuel source for Mount Everest climbers. Everybody knows this. This is common knowledge, I thought. It is used to combat extreme fatigue, cold, and suppressed appetite at high altitudes. When you're doing something constantly, I'm not at high altitude, I'm at sea level, just the opposite. But I'm going to be moving continuously. And I need sugar, quick fuel. Sugar provides immediate energy for muscles when digestion slows down. Now, eating 10 Milky Way bars while sitting on the sofa is much different than eating 10 Milky Way bars over a 12-hour period when you're running. In fact, your body craves it. In fact, it is the first food your body wants. It's the fuel of choice, sugar. I've done the research on this, and I'm talking about highly scientific extracts, like research in hospital journals and everything about sugar and endurance activity. Look it up yourself, sugar and endurance activity. The body craves it, and when you're moving constantly, when I'm going to be doing the run, my body is not going to be craving meatloaf. No. I'm not going to be craving a chicken dinner at Pollo Tropical. I'm going to be craving sugar. I'm going to be craving highly processed carbohydrates. And I know exactly what my body wants, and I'm going to give it what it wants. But I'm not going to eat that while I'm sitting here in the chair. I know the difference. I've done my research. So for those who would just condemn sugar, depends on what you're doing. If you're climbing Mount Everest, you need it. If you're running 24 hours in a row, you need it. If you're sitting on your sofa, you don't need it. Did you know that candy helped the early mountain climbers? I get this. This is a little excerpt from the New York Times back in 1923. Lemon drops, peppermint candies, and chocolate were the principal articles of diet of the party which climbed to an altitude of 27,000 feet on Mount Everest, according to George Mallory, one of the climbers. George Mallory eventually died on Mount Everest. He didn't die from chocolate or lemon drops. He died because he fell off the freaking mountain. Eating candy was one of the ways of conserving energy, said Mr. Mallory. At great elevations, no one has any strength to waste on unnecessary processes of digestion. It is necessary to dispense with meats and foods of that type. You have to live on your reserves of food together with sugar, which can be digested quickly. There it is. The body loves sugar while it's moving because it is digested quickly. It takes little effort. I want my blood going to my legs and my heart and my lungs. I don't want my blood going to my stomach digesting a freaking meatloaf or digesting some dense food. I need quick, stimulating energy. And look up everybody that on a Mount Everest expedition. They're packing candy bars, they got lemon drops, peppermint, chocolate. So if you like to eat sugar, you got to become a long distance runner. I'm not saying you need it for an hour run or even for a 2-hour run, but if you're running 24 hours, you need it, and I want to use it. And I'm going to use it. Thank you. Anyway, I appreciate the help. I really do. I really do. I should probably get to my scriptural topic here, which is something I'm going to be doing for 24 hours. I mean, Lisa shook me up. I was like, what? But I considered it. Whatever anybody tells me, I consider it. Some people say, man, you never listen. You don't listen. You just don't listen. Yes, I do listen. I actually listen. I listen all the time. I just don't always take advice that is given me because many, many times the advice is bad. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not good. Sometimes somebody doesn't even watch the video before they advise. And sometimes people just snap to how they want me to live without saying, hi, Martin. Anyway, Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the saving grace of God made its advent to all humanity. Love that. Training us, that disowning irreverence and worldly desires. We should be living sanely and justly and devoutly in the current eon. I recommend that to anyone. I live sanely and justly and devoutly. I do. In the current eon. By the grace of God, I do live this way. I live a quiet, mild, boring life with my beautiful wife who unfortunately left for Peru today. Yeah, that's bothering me too. I saw her off and I cried because I love that woman. And I need to get to her. I'm having brothers coming over. You know all about it. They're going to help me on Thursday. Lisa actually got me to doubting. Like it was, I'm sorry, Lisa, but get behind me, Satan. That's, you tried, but it was like a get behind me, Satan. But I still love you. But, something happened to you that what I was saying was triggering you. You got pissed because I'm stubborn or whatever. I'm going to do the run anyway. If I thought the run was damaging, if this thing was red and painful, and if I thought it was infected, I would not be doing the run. I would be in the emergency room, I promise you, one and all. I'm not TFI. I'm not a total fucking idiot. I'm really not. I'm careful. Believe it or not, I'm careful. This run is careful and calculated. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm about. I know what I'm capable of. And I know how much I can push and how much I shouldn't push. I'm not crazy. I'm not a TFI. I live sanely and soberly. I have disowned irreverence and worldly desires as much as I'm able. And I'm living sanely and justly and devoutly in the current eon. For some people, running 72 miles in a day might be insane. But for me, it's not. For me, it's completely reasonable. Anticipating, here it is, 13. Titus 2. Anticipating that happy expectation, even the advent of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Here it is, expectation. We are to expect it. Don't be lied to. Don't accept the lies of people who tell you that don't expect Christ to come in your lifetime. You guys are crazy. Everybody's always thought Christ was going to come in their day. He never shows up. These people, there's a name for them. Second Peter mentions it. Peter gets it down pat. He says they're scoffers. They think that just because it hasn't happened yet means it's never going to happen. That is the stupidest, most illogical thing a person can say. Just because it hasn't happened yet means it's not going to happen. Just because 159 people have been wrong about their predictions means that it's not going to happen tomorrow. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. We are to anticipate the advent. Anticipate it. Look for it. Want it. It's happy. It makes us happy to do that. It gives me relief to think that my burdens could be over and I can help then heal the rest of the world. The advent. Glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gives himself for us, that he should be redeeming us from all lawlessness. Yet anything, any problem that we have now, like my lawless, occasionally I do have a lawless use of sugar. I'll eat it while I'm sitting on my chair. That's not good. For anybody who says, Martin, stop eating sugar when you're not running, amen, thank you. And I hope to. I avoid it pretty much, but I have been known under stress to eat a Hershey bar when I'm not running. I know. I'm probably going to consume 22 Milky Way bars on Thursday. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I'm going to have juice. And I'm going to have those Cabbage Patch Kids gummies. They're kind of like sour gummy worms. Trolley is my favorite brand of gummy worms. I eat them while I'm running. It's a gasoline to the muscles. The muscles love it. In fact, the more processed the sugar is, the better it is. The body doesn't have to break it down. It's like, hey, we got some highly processed sugar coming in. Is it high fructose corn syrup? Yeah, I think it's high fructose. Great, bring it in. Bring it in. We don't have to touch that shit. It's already tailor-made for our use. Boom. Right to the muscles, right to the heart, right to the blood. Don't have to break it down at all. The more processed the sugar, the better. That's not me. That's science. That's physical science. That's exercise science. Look it up for yourself if you don't believe me. So we are looking forward to being cleansed of lawlessness. I mean, we're justified in the sight of God, but the bodies still have to be fixed, right? So this happens much to some people's disappointment and disbelief at the dais of Christ. Oh, yeah. Zealous for ideal acts. That's us. That's me. I'm speaking for you too. Verse 15. Speak of these things. I am Lord. I am Paul. And entreat and expose with every injunction. I do it. I do it every day, Lord. I love it too. Let no one slight you. Oh, I spent a lot of time today not letting somebody slight me.